Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
I think when I first got to Kaya, it must have been my first year. So maybe 5 years ago, I was still doing Kaya Drive. We spoke about how CSI, for some corporates in South Africa, is really just a marketing exercise. Mm. And I spoke about KFC because you're going to get this heat too. If you say you want to feed kids. Pumagmina. Don't ask me for, what is it, 5 rand, 2 rand?
2 rand.
Yeah, don't ask me for that. Mm. Because if I'm giving you 2 rand, then I'm feeding the kids. Why are you placing your branding on it? Mm. Say, Mpo, fed kids. Pumagmina, there was a KFC, fed kids. Hmm? Now, we move on. Yesterday, there was a tweet that came out. The Minister of Education, who is a DA minister, it must be said, was proud to present desks/bags to kids. And these bags/desks were branded McDonald's. Let me start off by saying I understand the need. Obviously, there are kids that study under a tree, for example, mm-hmm. don't even have classrooms. Mm-hmm. And there are other kids that sit on the floor when they study. So when McDonald's says, okay, come, we'll come through, we'll give you desks, that's cool. I understand it. Mm-hmm. These desks were branded McDonald's, though. That's the first thing. Then the second thing is, they're meant to be bags, so the kids carry them to and from school. Now, I mean, come on. I don't know if you ever carried a desk. That thing is heavy, bro. Heavy. It's heavy, that thing. And these are babies.
They've got wheels.
Agnendava.
Yeah, it's a trolley bag. Yeah.
Bruh, I walk through the airports with my trolley bag and that thing is heavy. I'm a grown man. I'm 41.
But this is you.
Imagine. Now, these kids are like, what? 5, 6. You expect them to lug these things. Also, it doesn't matter that they have wheels. You know why?
Why?
Because where they live, they got no roads. You're on gravel.
Why is Mpo dying of laughter?
No, because she knows I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. So now McDonald's gets the benefits at the expense of poor communities because obviously they get the branding. And these kids are expected to carry this to and fro. It's all shortcoming of the government, by the way, before I even get to McDonald's. If you as a government are doing better, if you're providing the desk you meant to provide, if kids were going to schools that are adequate and had everything necessary, they wouldn't be burdened with this nonsense.
But we'll always need the private sector to assist where government can't, or if we have a shortfall, like we do. But I really don't see too much of a problem with it. It's an innovative learning solution.
No, it's
You've
not.
Got a bag.
Guys,
some were complaining about the branding. I would say beyond the branding then. Because for me, if you're taking out money and you decide to say Lomo desk, I'm fine with it. It's your money. So for me, I had no problem with McDonald's branding it. And I think my concern is this could discourage others who would want to...
Valid, they must be discouraged. I see food. We don't want this aid. Nonsense, Lee. Listen, guys, let me tell you. There's nothing innovative about having kids carry a desk. There's nothing innovative about that.
It's not just a desk. It's a mobile learning
station. It doesn't
matter. It has lights as well.
Hey.
Yeah.
For them that live in rural areas where it's always dark. Okay, maybe they should maybe work on having electricity in those rural areas. I'm not sure. But it's not just a desk, Caesar, that they're pulling around.
Yeah, very innovative. Now, if anything, let's go ask for the bags and try them ourselves.
I'm not going to do that. But you can. I'll give it to you for a week.
Yeah, because I wanted to assess how heavy it would be for my own child who's 6 years old. You know? Then maybe with greater context, we can say, okay, it's not workable. But I'd like to believe that those who put together the desk actually tested those elements. But I do get your point around the gravel roads. I don't know how that works. I wish we had McDonald's to then interview them on that little aspect.
They're because most of the tires are all terrain.
Oh, wonderful. You see?
Really?
Yeah.
Does that mean across an impula?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking. Across an impula.
Wait, what does that mean?
Do they cross rivers?
No, but here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
And I'm with Mfundo on this one. Because of the shortcomings of government, we cannot then crucify the private sector when they come to the assistance, especially when it comes of children.
Let me tell you why we can. Because they're being opportunistic. If you want to help, help. But don't make a billboard out of children.
Opportunistic or not, at the end of the day, even if you are the CSI arm of any corporate, part of your responsibility is marketing. That's just what it is. If we as a company or an entity are going to be spending money, somehow we need to be gaining something out of this. So if we're just giving you bags that are red, nobody knows who gave those bags. Aye, come on.
And so this is why I'm saying the heats that McDonald's is getting, they're 100% deserved.
No,
because because they came into this looking for positive publicity.
No.
When it backfires and you get the negative, take that as well. No. Take it right in the chin, buddy.
No, but you've got to expose what you're doing for communities. So nevertheless, if they had done nothing, you'll never know what McDonald's does for people.
But this
so
is my point. They're not doing it for communities. They're doing it for themselves.
But it's
they could have kept their money, hey?
Yes.
Yeah, then they should have.
No, I'm saying then they are doing it essentially for communities, but for them...
No, they're not, guys. Listen, there's another thing. There's a utility that comes with philanthropy. The biggest philanthropists don't do this because they want to heal the world. They do this because it makes them feel good. They do this because it's tax deductible. They do this for a myriad of other reasons that benefit them.
Who benefits as well at the end of this? It is the children who are in need of learning stations.
That's the bigger picture.
That's the bigger picture.
That is not the bigger picture.
No.
Guys, let me tell you. Whoa. The bigger picture is the fact that these guys get tax deductible spending.
We've always known that.
That's way bigger than a kid carrying a desk. So you can't tell me this is the bigger picture. The bigger picture is the money. The hundreds of millions in tax breaks that they get from SARS. That's the bigger picture.
You know what's my issue with us? You know what's my issue with us?
Yeah.
We're all sitting here arguing from a place of privilege. These are children who do not have that basic desk, who do not have the chair, who do not have the bag. So if a corporate comes in and says, listen, tax deductible or not, we're going to assist these children be able to learn. Because just yesterday, was it not yesterday where they said only 20% of grade 3 kids in this country can actually read with comprehension? Why? Because they do not have classrooms that have a desk that give them the ability to read and learn and. But here we are, because Tina, our kids go to private schools. We're like, oh no, McDonald's shouldn't have. What are you doing for your community?
I like the fact that you brought that up. Because out of privilege, are you more privileged than McDonald's? The corporation now. No. You're not. Now, the issue of bad education in the country, that's a government issue. There's two things here that are true. One, corporates are taking advantage of poor communities and lack of service delivery.
That's not
the second thing. Well, the second thing is government fault, right? But they are taking advantage. There's no two ways about it. The second thing that is also true is the fact that poor people are always used as guinea pigs and scapegoats in this country. You will give poor people, I'm not saying you specifically, but the government will give poor people the worst service and expect them to be glad to have it. Nonsense.
But as we
said, guys,
this is a
have you carried hard pressure plastic on your back?
This is a working prototype. These are the kids that are going to go come back and say, this design does not work. How do we fix it? And then we are able to move forward. And the next one will be better and better and better and better. And other people will pick it up. Other corporates will then start handing it out wherever. Guys, if the government, you say this all the time, if your government is not doing for you, do for yourselves. Here we are. Corporate South Africa is saying, let's do for the children who cannot be done for because government is failing. Guess what? We are the same people who are up in arms and saying, oh no, you shouldn't because you are gaining. Oh, what guys?
I am. I'm 100% there. And I'm jiggy. Rather keep your money. If you're discouraged in the future, stop it. Because what you're going to do is take advantage of poor kids anyway. Rather keep it. If you wanted to give, you know what you would have done? You would have built desks out of wood. And you'd have put them in classrooms, and then the kids would then build a classroom. Okay?
If you're so serious about that, give us a call.
Yeah,
give us WhatsApp voice notes.
Build us a classroom if you're serious about it.
I'm not happy with you today.
I don't care. Okay. What happened today? You found the right guy. Zonjele Makale, Nonke Futi, McDonald's, KFC, Alice.
You guys are never happy though.
I'm definitely not happy.
I'm interested to hear what you think. Send us a WhatsApp. No, voice.
Hey, wait up. Shy traffic, Lautule. Give us a shout. 086-000-0959.
Why couldn't McDonald's just buy the kids' desks and normal desks in the classrooms? Why couldn't they just do that? Why must the child carry the desk home? Which child carries their desk home?
Oh, it's they're not making a billboard from these kids. So it's a good initiative. I think they branded it because they don't want people to take credit for what they didn't work for. How now we come back? We have funa kwazi ukuthi uyenze okuhle for abanye abantu.
And exactly what you described is called a billboard. Right there. When you say branding, billboard.
No, man, I saw these desks. I think they're a bit impractical, especially for rural areas. Oh, no, no, Bahamba, it distance and those roads are treacherous. Those things look heavy. I don't know. It's a good initiative, but they should just relook at the product.
This is your turn, and sometimes it's about, the problem you want with the situation is that we don't know the design that is there for those kids to carry those bags. And number two, I mean, McDonald's is right because the government has been incompetent to provide these kids with a desk. So, my provider, let them take them. The machine school is empty. Then they will take full responsibility of the resources that has been issued. I'm going to be harsh, man.
So let me tell you what the private sector can do to assist government if they feel that government is failing. One, they can pay their taxes. That's the first thing. The second thing, all these reserves that they're sitting on, they must invest back into the economy and create the employment that's so desperately needed. That's going to help the GDP. Once you got the GDP, you're going to have a lot more people that are working who'll be able to pay more taxes. Thirdly, you must pay your employees well. Those are the three things you must do if you really want to help government. Don't just come here at the end and give desks and say you're helping. You see? This thing is all a big farce. Generally, I just feel like true giving is when you give and you don't expect anything in return. Not even PR or publicity. This thing of recording, this thing of putting your name, donated by such and such. Now, it's an ego project. End of story. There's no two ways about it.
So, when I'm Fundo Nompo, you are saying that, am I correct if I am assisting you when you are in need and you are in hunger, then I give you food and I take picture of you and post it on social media and make a branding out of it or boost my publicity through your poverty and say, look, I've helped Mfundo and post you across social media, me giving you maize meal. If I want to give you maize meal, why should I not just give you maize meal and not do a publicity stunt and shame you and post you?
Nanzo, right there.
Just having a textbook and a hardcover is cool bags, yes, Cinda. What more else would he, they have to be carrying amates? No, I'm a mobile classrooms or batting a bus so that they can pick these kids from point A to point B. Have you seen the distance that some of these kids travel? Futhi kuba worse when it's raining because they have to be jumping ama streams, ama lakes and stuff.
Do you remember space cases?
Oh, yes. I loved those, though.
Yes, but do you remember how heavy a space case was when it was full?
Yeah, it was very heavy.
Just a space case.
Yeah.
When you had your crayons, you had your Ponel glue in there, you had your ruler, and then underneath you had something else like your pens and your pencils and your rubber.
And then you had the suitcase as well.
Exactly. It's space case, Mrs. Ngala. Imagine a whole bag. Guys.
Morning, guys. No, I agree with Caesar. McDonald's must go there, build a school, put desk in it, and call it McDonald's Primary, and just leave it like that. I never eat too late on a cooler box.
A cooler box, AJ. Have you seen how heavy a cooler box is?
Yes. But these ones have wheels, we keep saying.
A cooler box now has got wheels. The wooden just lambing is lambing, you put stuff in there, it's heavy.
It's not heavy for most people.
It's the bev.
I actually don't have a problem with what McDonald's did. I mean, they're doing exactly what the ANC does, especially towards voting time. They come around, give people T-shirts and food parcels to the elderly, only to have them vote for them. And after that, they go back to milking the cow. So they learn from the best.
Criticize them all. The ANC is really bad, man.
I see. So as funny as YouTube, Kamelendiz was 7. I see Nigazi's cats. This is born again that was cats good high. Kamabandana by a Sindelo, I could comfortable. But the fact that they've actually tried something means something, guys.
I agree now, Azizo. How do you carry this stupid bag if you are hungry? Where do you get the energy to push it as well when you come from the rural?
Even adults wouldn't carry that thing. Imagine Ngani.
I truly agree with you. I'm just so frustrated with this government. You know, if I remember well, Ramaphosa, wasn't he having shares with McDonald's? And again, Kuma Curious Schools, Ramaphosa's son, he's involved also there. Why can't they build better schools for our children and get them proper things?
Yeah, look, here's the thing, and I'll be honest with you, right? When we speak about the people in charge and whether or not they're in touch with the needs of the community, this is all we're talking about. I'll make a very simple example. If you grew up in a black household, you know how to present things to people. Like, for example, Mopumuntu Into, you don't give them with one hand. You give them with both hands, right? Just as a sign of respect. Secondly, for example, if you are giving them food, needs to present it a certain way. Even if you are leaving food for somebody, you don't just give them leftovers in an untidy manner. Why? Because there's dignity involved in all of that. This is exactly the same thing here. Just because people are in need, it doesn't mean you must then just give them anything that you deem to be a solution to their problems. If you wouldn't use the product yourself, then forget the product. Leave it. That's essentially what this thing is. It has to do with compassion, humanity, all at once. And then we can get to a part where you say you're giving. But don't just give an impractical product and say, hey, it's a donation. Take it or leave it. That is nonsense. It's undignified.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.